that okay? Mobile.
You catching up with your projects? KR4ACR.
Morning, Terry. KR4ACR, N4ZLK. I am caught up with one of them, and I'm not doing anything today. I'm going to have lunch at my favorite place. One of my former fellow employees offered to buy me lunch today. I don't know if I'll take him up on it, but we'll see. They're supposed to have a party tomorrow for us, the ones that left, and he can't make it, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to run in there and have some lunch. How are you today?
Oh, good. So far, so good. So far, so good. How many were there that left?
Doing what we do. I think there were two or three in the package car that left. So, less than 10 from our building.
Ah, okay. I was just curious.
Get ready, I guess. And there was one guy, he already had his retirement papers turned in, and he just canceled them and resubmitted them with the offer.
Famous.
How was your week?
Well, I had one guy that basically had to, for the most part, quit. He's been able to fill in for me on a few things, but he's got some medical issues he's got to deal with. And so basically, so far, I've been having to do his thing in addition to what I normally do.
You need to hire somebody who might be recently looked out of a job. Just kidding. I lost you. Okay.
Sorry, got a phone call. Yeah, that's probably the eventuality of it. I actually was waiting to be sure that he wasn't going to be able to come back, but I don't think he is.
In light of the medical part of it, I hate it when somebody has to quit because of that. That's never good. I'm sure it puts them in a hard situation.
Well, you know, and he was old enough. I mean, he's in his 70s. He just wanted something to do. It was the original reason to work, but, you know, you get used to what you're getting, so that was kind of a shock on his part, too.
Medical things will sneak up on us. We have no idea, but did you ever look into that radio you sent me a picture of?
No, because of what we just said, I just have not gotten 10 minutes to, you know, I keep thinking about it, and I actually sent Gary an email about it, and
I know anything about that particular one, other than I'm sure it's a good one. So Kenwood made some good radios, and a lot of those older radios, I mean, that one's not too old, but a lot of them, I mean, the one I use for voice on sideband is, or the one I use on sideband, and I've used it on CW as well, but it's a 80s, early 80s model, 757, Yaesu 757 GX, and it does really well. Doesn't have a lot, you know, all the buttons. It doesn't have an inside menu or anything. It's just got buttons on the face of it, and a few adjustments on the back that you never, you know, once you set it up, you never touch those, but it's a great radio.
You said that, but I, on another repeater over here, there's a guy that talks about one of the newer Yaesus, and he's an older guy, but he just complains about all the menus and all the stuff, and he wished he just had the knobs and so forth.
Because some of this stuff gets too complicated for me, and I'm not as old as some of you guys out there. And I think about my father-in-law who would, let's see, he would, if he were still alive, he'd be in his late 90s now. And there's no way he would be able to sort through all that stuff. Not because he wasn't smart enough. It's just, you know, you don't grow up with that kind of stuff. And you start seeing it later on in life, it can be really confusing and overwhelming.
You are younger than me. I get that.
Did I mean to say that again towards you? I didn't realize that. Oh no, there's a lot of them out there that I'm younger than. But I'm getting there. My kids remind me every day, just about.
Yeah, I couldn't pass that up.
And all in good fun. That's what it's about. Today at all?
I'm actually on the way to Greenville from Spartanburg currently, and then I have to be back over here too. So
I'm gonna invite you to stop by if you were out that way, but I know I don't know what your schedule is. I know you're all over the place.
Yeah, well, one day it's gonna get better. I keep telling myself one day.
Say that several times. Just keep telling yourself that.
Self ain't following through.
Written on it, the power of positive thinking.
We have not read that.
The 70s, early 70s maybe. I can't remember the author. I would remember if somebody said his name, but I never read it. I remember my dad talking about it. I do believe, though, you get up in the morning and you tell yourself you're going to have a bad day, you probably will. So, and if you tell yourself you're going to have a good day, I think there's a good chance you are. Doesn't mean it's going to be hard, but your mentality will look at it a little better or a little differently.
True. Well, so many other factors that go along with what I do, so. But anyway, yeah, I haven't really been in, well, I hadn't been in a box truck in several weeks, for that matter. That was the reason I was in Easley most of those times, but I've been hung up in Spartanburg for the past 2-3 weeks.
We can tell ourselves good, positive things, but it's everybody else we can't control. Everything else that happens around us.
That's another reason why I don't really want to spend like a lot of money, because based on my time factor, I don't know how much time I'll have to play with it. So I don't want to spend a lot of money for something expensive to sit there and not get used.
I thought that was a pretty good deal there. You won't find anything much cheaper, unless unless somebody just gives you something, but. That was a pretty good deal, I think, on that radio.
A guy messaged and just see what he has to say. Gear said let him, get the guy to show me that how it works and so forth.
Make sure everything worked on it. Unless you're looking for a parts radio and you know what you're doing, but I would definitely make sure it worked. And you never know, he might take a little less or make him an offer.
Don't get a big storm.
But okay. You know, it might be looking that way now, or at least headed this way, some rain from it. Originally, they were saying the models were, both of them were turning off, but looks like that one may have a better chance of coming up our way. But who knows? I know they always go off of the last major event that happened, and they kind of build it up, and then usually the next thing that happens is not near the same, but I guess it's good to be prepared anyway.
KL4ACR. Yeah, I'm going to at least get my generator going the weekend, because I have not run it since the last time.
Great intentions of getting it out and starting it up once every 30 days or so, but it cranks up every time I use it, and we had to use it about 3 months ago, I think. The power went out for a little while. So, no, that was back in August when... Yeah, well, that was 2 months ago then, right? Just beginning of August. We had to use it for a few hours, so it cranked right up. So I think we'll be fine.
I actually bought two of them probably 25, 30 years ago. I bought them from Granger. And I had one of them back when I had the office. I had one at my office and one at my house. And, I didn't use them a lot. Just never through the time I had them did I ever use them like a lot. No bad storms, probably more like in the winter times, ice or something. But regardless, I sold one of them because I wasn't using them. And then when that storm came up, the other one couldn't get it to start.
One back in 2005, We had an ice storm and out of power in Simpsonville for about a week. And I found I left it with the fuel in the carburetor, you know, just turned it off, left it sit there. Probably wasn't using ethanol free, but ended up gumming up the carburetor, and I cleaned all that out, and now I make sure I've got a switch on the fuel line, and I turn that off and just let it run itself dry. And ever since I've done that, I've never had an issue.
Yeah, that's what I did last year, but it was funny. I mean, I ended up buying another one, and it's what I did with it last year, but my neighbor saw me out there trying to get that thing started and pulling and pulling and pulling. He came over there, and we took the carburetor off, and I mean, I don't know anything about carburetors, but he did. He took it off and cleaned it and put it back. We couldn't get that thing started for nothing, and so and I said, I'm going to bring you a generator. 10 minutes after he had it, he got it running. I don't know what he did to it, but I just gave it to him.
That happens. That happened to a lawnmower of mine, and instead of taking the whole carburetor completely apart, I just opened it up and took some starter fluid, or maybe a parts cleaner. I think that's what it was. Took it off, just sprayed it out real good with the parts cleaner, put it back on, and that worked. So the first time I did it, or first couple times I did it on a lawnmower and that generator, I actually took the whole carburetor apart, took all the springs out and that little pin in there, and cleaned it out real good. But this time I didn't spend all that time doing it.
Sent me a video about, you know, 30 minutes after he got home with the thing running. I said, well, you don't have one, you do now.
Of you, and I'd be curious to know what he did after you guys spent all that time on it.
I mean, I think it was some version of the same thing. Took it back off and something in the bottom was stopped up. I don't know. I'd have to go back and ask him.
My lawnmower, several years ago, we lived in Simpsonville. When I'd done the same thing with letting it sit all winter. So I just was cleaning it out, and my neighbor comes over. I can't get my lawnmower started. I saw you working on yours. Will you do mine? So he paid me a little bit, but I told him I'd do it for nothing, but he gave me something.
I just, for whatever reason, just never tinkered with any of that. Of course, you know, through the years, I've always had good luck with my lawnmower, so I haven't been like it's been messed up much, but still.
Four that I have a little push mower, and they'll just leave it sitting outside, and every year, every summer, they're buying a new one. They'll buy a cheap one, and I don't know. I don't understand that, but the last lawnmower I had, basically ran it till the wheels fell off. I bought it in 1990, right after we got married. It was a little snapper push mower, and I kept threatening my 26-year-old, my youngest son, I was going to wheel it to him when I died, because I used it up until last year. It still runs. I just have a wood clamp holding the breather unit, the carburetor breather unit, onto the engine itself, because all the screws worn out. There's no way to hold it without rebuilding all that. And I've replaced the tires several years ago, but it's run all that time.
The John Deere tractor, you know, 30 years ago, used from a guy that was going through a divorce, just need to get rid of the payments on it or whatever, and so I bought it, paid him cash for it, and I used it for all them years and just really never had a major problem with it. Always worked. And I can send you a picture of it, but the hood was gone off of it. I mean, it looked ghetto, but still cutting grass, and I ended up giving that to my son-in-law, and he's still using it.
Them like they used to. So, anyway, let me let you go. I'm not far from where I'm going. Got a lot of road construction going on here, so I'm going to pay attention. Good to hear you today, Terry. Hope you have a great weekend. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR will be clear.